Art pottery continues to thrive in Britain today, as can be seen in these three exhibits. The Moorcroft Pottery in Staffordshire uses traditional decorating processes to make their magnificent prestige vases. Raised outlines are applied to the surface of the pottery by squeezing liquid clay from a small rubber bag, similar to icing a cake. You can watch the Moorcroft decorators at work on the video. William Moorcroft mastered the tube lining technique for his Florian art wares, which made their international debut at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. Their success inspired the young designer to open his own factory in Cobridge, which is still operational today and has been producing art pottery continuously for over 100 years. The large vase in the centre was designed in Moorcroft's modern studio to commemorate the momentous day in 1913, when William Moorcroft walked with 34 dedicated staff members to his new state-of-the-art factory. The vase incorporates iconic bottle kilns and symbolic flowers bursting into bloom at William Moorcroft's feet as he approaches his brand new building. Sally Tuffin was formerly the design director of Moorcroft's modern studio before establishing her own studio pottery in Somerset. Since 1993, she has been guiding the talented Dennis Chinaworks team to produce her distinctive designs using traditional potting techniques inspired by the arts and crafts movement. The monumental vases in the central display showcase the superb talents of Royal Doulton's award-winning artists at the World's Fairs in Chicago and St. Louis. Sir Henry Doulton encouraged his artists to create their finest work for these international events with the rousing words, "Be first or not at all, for to be second is to be nowhere." They certainly marked his words, as can be seen in the pastoral paintings by Charles Beresford Hopkins, George White's Ethereal Maidens, and David Dewsbury's Orchids. The Royal Doulton Story documentary, starring Patrick McNee of Avengers fame, is showing on the screen.